Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Robert Trendens, or Jake Hantrendhan, or Upsiding, A Guide to Portland, or Worst Year Trender. These are all Cool Zone Media
cool
short
site
show
media
titles.
Wait, that's called
there
cool.
You go. It is called Cool Zone. It is the new Robert Evans, Sophie Lichterman joint. They're doing a label within the iHeart network. It's very exciting. Go check it out. There's going to be some dope shows. Robert just launched his new daily show yesterday.
And we're like, don't fucking tread on our territory, Robert. Yeah.
So we're officially rivals.
And he's beating the crap out of us. But, you know, whatever.
It's not good.
We'll figure it out.
All right. I am Jack. You are
Miles.
Okay. Actually, before we get to what is trending, Miles, let's tell the people.
Let's tell them August 25th. Don't catch yourself
tomorrow.
Don't catch yourself slipping. Get a ticket to our wonderful Daily Zeitgeist live interactive audio visual extravaganza with Chris Crofton, the cold brew legend, talking year 2000. And it's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you can't make it live, don't worry. If you have a ticket, you will be able to watch video on demand version of the show. So please consider supporting us and purchasing a ticket.
Momenthouse.com/the Daily Zeitgeist. We will also be linking off to them in the description of this episode.
And you might even get a limited edition poster while you're there. Check it out. You can see me, Jack, and Anna fighting the year 2000, or at least how it's manifested in an illustrative form. And you can hang that on your wall. And when the societal collapse happens, you could tell your children that that's the Bible.
Exactly. All right. But on to more pressing matters. These are some things that are trending. The Taliban is just, they stay trending. I don't know who their social media consultant is, but they are nailing it.
Western imperialism is their PR contact, and is just doing great numbers because it's absolute just collapse of their government in Afghanistan. But obviously now the Taliban has taken over, and they had one of their first press conferences and said that one of their leaders had basically said, look, We will guarantee women's rights, but here's the deal: it's going to be in accordance with Sharia law. But we're trying to move forward. A lot of people still feel very uneasy about it, especially when you see the footage in Kabul, like where there were once like images of women in advertisements for like beauty shops, like they're just straight up painting over everything. So it's still a very the situation just is unfolding like constantly, and I feel like we're always just reading some new headline or seeing some other video that just crushes your soul.
Yeah. It's weird. I've never like fully understood the Taliban being like a full on government. It's basically like a party, like a governmental party, or is it, you know, like it, because it seems like it's a insurgency based on like how it was defined to us at the beginning of the America's invasion of Afghanistan, but now it's more like government.
Yes, it's a military organization,
right,
who is now holding power in a nation. And so, you know, it seems like their aim is to obviously, you know, they want to run the country.
Right.
And they've vowed that they will guarantee safe passage to Americans who are trying to leave and all this other stuff. So it seems like there's definitely a lot of talking happening between the U.S. and the Taliban to sort out what, I don't know, we'll figure out what sort of concessions have been made on both sides.
Prince Charles is trending because Dominic West from The Wire, McNulty, is playing Prince Charles in the next season of The Crown.
Dude, Prince Charles is loving it.
Oh, for sure.
This dude has a jaw and a chin.
Right.
You know? The last dude who played him, I was like, I like the vibe of this.
Yeah, they
Prince
did a
Charles.
Good job of like making his head a little bit, you know,
peanut-y.
Not the shape. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then you got this old cinder block head looking Dominic West, you know, Chad Charles, Prince Chad now. And a lot of people are like, it looks nothing like him. Correct. And then I just read that the new, the actor that's portraying Diana, she's 6'3".
Wow.
So okay. That's going to be wild.
Yeah.
She's like a model, you know, actor thing, doing her thing. But yeah, I didn't realize how they'll be framing those shots to work around her height.
Yeah. Diana was 6'8", I think. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Remember that picture with her and Manute Bol together? And they were just almost eye to eye.
Yeah. I thought the previous seasons of. I've liked every recasting. I thought Prince Philip was great in the first couple seasons and then was like solid in the last couple, but
oh, was that Tobias Menzies?
Yeah. But I thought Diana was the one that they kind of missed on in the fourth season. And now I'm excited to see what this person.
What do you mean, like in disposition or like her outward
looks? I don't
know.
It just didn't feel like I didn't like enjoy her character as much as I enjoyed the real Diana, you know.
Oh,
but
well,
it's
Jack,
also
come
like
on
the,
now you can't
it's also
compare.
By far the hardest one to, you know, to cast because
I just
sort of
like you're such a Diana
actually,
stan, you're like, but it's nothing like the real Diana.
Yeah, you missed.
Like, obviously
you fell short, which is an inevitability because she is infinitely charming.
She's the princess of the people, you know?
Yeah. But anyways, not to say, like, I thought the actress was very good. It just didn't feel like they nailed that one, which was the hardest one to cast. So, will be interesting. She's also the only person I've ever watched for a prolonged period of time out of all the people they're casting. Like, everybody else, I'd never really watched The Queen as a young person. So, I'm like, yeah, that's probably what she's like.
Right.
And Tim Tebow is trending. I'm wondering, can this be the last time we hear about this dude? He's the number one trending thing on Google Trends because he got cut.
Wait, what the fuck? Wait, what? He was a Heisman winner. He played for what, the Broncos?
Played for the Broncos for a little bit. Couldn't throw the football. So
right. Wait, he couldn't throw? I see, this is the thing. When the second he became like big Christian athlete and that sort of became his entire identity, like going into the NFL, I was like, okay, yeah. He doesn't seem interesting to me. But what, as a football player, he's a Heisman winner who couldn't even throw the fucking foot. Why did he win the Heisman then?
He was great. He could throw a football in like a well-designed college offense. It's just
With Urban Meyer at the helm.
Yeah. In the pros, it's like you need a little bit better like arm strength and targeting accuracy. And he was more of like a game manager when he was in the pros. He had like a really cool season where they were like underdog scrappy. He just took over and like, even though like watching the game, you were like, this guy's bad at football. they kept winning. They beat the Steelers in the first round, and it was just kind of cool. But that's the only time I've had Tebow fever.
Right.
Tebow fever. And then, yeah, he's such a good athlete. He went and played professional baseball in the minors. But the way that he has remained incredibly popular is just a great example of that sort of right-wing affirmative action where someone is famous exclusively because they are
their
Christian.
Guy.
Yeah. And people trick themselves into thinking he's actually, like, great.
So he came back from baseball to football, and then he was playing for he was with the Jaguars?
Oh, because Urban Meyer left college football to retire, to spend time with his family for a little bit, realized he didn't like them that much, and now he's going back to the NFL, and he's brought Tim Tebow in, who played for him in college.
There's
a reunion. Because he's not good at quarterback, they put him at tight end, and which is just a position that I think there's like a lot of times quarterbacks will either convert to wide receivers or tight ends. In this case, he was like, you know, because people were paying attention to him, they had a lot of clips of him just like whiffing on blocks and like letting people just get creamed. And they cut him in the preseason.
Ah, well, you know, go ahead and cry on your giant pillow of money.
Yeah. Anyways, may this be the last time that we see this dude trending. It would be wonderful. But
watch, he's gonna be like, I'm starting a wiffle ball league. Professional wiffle ball. Pretty cool.
Just anything.
Yeah.
Just give the people what they want.
Mike Lindell's Wiffle Ball League with Tim Tebow as the marquee signing.
Hell yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and compare notes on warm drinks.
Mm.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and a tweet is going off right now that is basically making the case. So it says, I'll just read it. Thomas mm-hmm. Novelli tweeted, "You can tell a lot about a person by these categories. I'll play along. Egg," Thomas said poached, "steak," Thomas said medium, "milk," Thomas said almond, "alcohol," Thomas said "whiskey on the rocks," "warm drink," and Thomas said "black tea." And this is just going off because people are bored.
Well, yeah, we love on Twitter, we love a thing where you plug in, play something about you, or it's be like, what's the movie that was out when you were born? You know, right. Like I did that shit. Or like, you know, everyone just, it's a very comfortable format on Twitter. And yeah,
answer
I've seen everybody talk about it.
Five questions and I'll tell you what day of what year you were born on.
Exactly. Eggs.
Thank you.
So I guess if we're playing along, the egg I like, I mean, if I'm ordering it, like if I'm sitting down at a diner or some shit, I always get them scrambled. But if I make them at home, I actually eat a lot of soft-boiled eggs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like a soft-boil. I like a poached, but I usually, my go-to is over easy. Do love it.
Is that because you like the yolk?
I love the yolk. I love to mop it up with a little bread, whatever mm-hmm. bread side I have.
They should ask that too. What's your toast style?
Right.
I'm sourdough.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, if they have sourdough, hell yeah. I'm white though. I always go white.
I know
bread.
That oh. The bread. Yes.
Yes, yes. Also
I see.
White
I see.
Bread.
Steak?
Steak.
I'm a mid-rare guy.
Mid-rare.
Like pretty standard.
Yeah.
I need a little bit cuz I don't want to, you know, I like to actually know what the beef is like, but so I go mid-rare on that.
Is that medium rare
yeah.
or is there a different?
Medium
okay.
Rare.
Got it. I'm well done with ketchup. I like it burnt to a crisp and just carve it up with a little catsup.
Yeah.
No, I go medium rare. I'm pretty boring on that front.
But also, like, we always see the fucking shit kick off about people like, how do you get your fucking steak? I know so much about you.
Right.
Oh, I don't know that you didn't grow up eating steak, maybe
right.
is the most
yeah,
you might be
yeah.
able to tell them, rather than be like, you're fucked up and you get it all well done.
Yeah.
It's fucking classist.
I famously didn't know what steak was when I was like 8 years old. But that was because I was dumb. Also, my parents were pescatarians, but I just wasn't paying attention for the first 8 years of life. For when we were kids, yeah.
Wow. Like because they had saw some like ABC News report or they like
no, they just hated fish. They just wanted to kill all fish. It was
fuck
like
it.
A reverse ugh. Aquaman.
I'm allergic to this shit. God damn it, fuck them.
No, they were kind of like hippies
oh,
at that
yeah.
stage. They were,
good for them.
When I was born, they were living in Eugene, Oregon. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that culture.
Are they still pescatarians?
No, no.
Oh, what changed?
And in fact, me not knowing what steak was, my dad says that changed it to him being like,
oh,
I feel like I'm
oh, wait, this,
depriving
this
kid.
This sounds familiar now, where he
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, he's like, I failed my child.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
unaware of other basic food things.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Milk. How you like your milk?
I mean.
Fat as shit. That's how I like my,
yeah,
so much
I like
fat
it
in it.
Thick.
Yeah.
I like it melted ice cream thick. You
yeah.
mean just melted ice cream? Is that an option
heavy
for
whipping
milk?
Cream.
Yeah,
milk, heavy whipping cream, I on, in a, with a bunch
half.
Of Sonic ice, that good ice. You know what I mean? Fucking pour it up.
I'll do 2% usually is kind of my happy medium.
I will get, and I'm not joking. in Japan, the milk content, the fat content is fucking astronomicon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I go for like 3.8 or something like that. I don't know. That's what they call it in Japan. You call it 3.8, hachi. Yeah. Or so, I don't know if that means if that's like basically our whole milk, but in Hokkaido.
Whole milk is 3%. So 3.8 is a little bit higher.
Woo! Hey. So that's the thing. I'll go to Japan. I'm not joking. I'll be like Ron Burgundy. In the middle of the fucking summer, I will grab a carton of 3.8 milk and slam that shit. Shout out to my arteries.
It's so much better on cereal, though.
And oh, yeah.
I got a shout out Lactaid. 2% milk from Lactaid is great.
Wait, why does it got to be Lactaid?
Because I'm a little lactose intolerant. My family is... everybody in my family is lactose intolerant.
See, I asked that with like the privilege of someone who doesn't have those kind of food sensitivities. I'm like, why the fuck? What do you mean? What's going on? Why?
No.
Is it better?
They went from creating a product that treats your lactose intolerance to basically taking the lactose out of the milk. Genius. Genius brand expansion. Alcohol. Let's see here.
No, thank you.
No, thank you for me.
And no, thank you.
Rubbing alcohol for my kids' cuts. Alcohol, for my kids' boo-boos. Rubbing.
Alcohol rubbing, parenthetical, for my kids' boo-boos. So, and a little snip here and there.
Yeah.
A little nip here and there.
Yeah, of course.
Alcohol for me, it's hard for me to say, like, that's what I love.
Weed?
Oh, like, yeah, alcohol, weed. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. There we go. Thank you for answering that for me. Because I don't drink that like regularly for enjoyment, more socially. And even when I do, like, I've gotten to the point where I fear my body's reaction the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm just like nah, shit. Man, like, I've been smoking the weed forever and I've been good. I'm good with that. But if you put me to the sword, I would say maybe a whiskey highball.
Yeah.
Japanese whiskey or something like that.
There you go.
Warm drink.
Warm drink for me is coffee with hazelnut coffee creamer in it.
Okay. But for you, that's more of a functional beverage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What would you say if you had to say like, well, hey, we're just chilling. Would
just
you
for
like
taste?
A warm drink? Yeah.
I think it would be the same. It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Warm.
It's my favorite thing in the world is is Coffee Mate hazelnut, which just.
With a little bit of coffee in it.
Yeah, with a little bit of coffee. Disgusts people who have culture and taste. They're like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, because at the office, I remember we would be blowing through those like Costco-sized coffee mates.
Yeah, baby.
And you'd be like, glug, glug, glug. You're like, what is he pouring? You're like, yo, he's poured out half that damn coffee mate.
Yeah.
For me, I think I like English, like Earl Grey with milk.
Ooh.
Like an English tea.
Yeah.
Or like Japanese, like Sencha. Something like that, because I grew up drinking a lot of like tea as a Japanese kid.
What is Sencha?
It's just very standard Japanese tea that we drink. Yeah,
yeah. I like a nice strong green tea as well. Nice, you know, green tea where you can't see through it, where it's had all the opacity clouded out of it, and it's just straight up.
Yeah, you'd like that because that's green. Sencha is basically very high octane green tea.
Ooh, love that.
But I would also just drink it though too. Like I wasn't caffeine sensitive. So
right. It
never like got to the point where my parents were like, yo, get that shit away from me. I'm fucking drinking that turbo fuel.
All right. So those are our answers. Let us know what we got wrong. Actually don't. But you
yeah, let me know what I got wrong about my own fucking taste, please.
Let us know if you have a hot take on any of these. Amy Coney Barrett is trending because she came down on the right side of this vaccine mandate.
Yeah.
People were suing the University of Indiana saying, you can't tell me what to do.
You're trying to fucking, that's my 14th Amendment thing. So yeah, the University of Indiana University, they said, look, you need a vaccine requirement. These kids said it's violating their fucking due process rights and their ability to make medical decisions. Justice Barrett denied their challenge to mandatory COVID vaccination. So that seems to say that that's other mandates may be difficult.
Upheld.
Yeah, to kind of skirt your way around that. So, yeah, I guess it means that other similar mandates that signals to other schools, like, yeah, you can go ahead, do that, because it's what's, you know, right to keep people safe.
Yeah. And finally, Damon Wayans is trending because he came out and basically on a podcast, some other lesser podcast.
I think it's a radio show.
Yeah, whatever.
Which is a better podcast, I guess, depending on what area you're in.
He basically asked the question, somebody mentioned Verzuz, and he was like, are they doing comedians? And that started the conversation. Who should do comedy versus, and Damon Wayans said he would take on Dave Chappelle, which is very intriguing.
I don't know how you do it. It's a different energy to like, okay, let me do a tight two real quick.
Right.
You're going to do, we're going to trade a little 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
I mean, I don't know how the idea of,
I mean, it's a concept, but
yeah, I like him versus Chappelle because they both have great stand up, but they also have great, like sketch comedy. So they could also go like, sketch for sketch, like In Living Color versus Chappelle Show.
Right.
Which would be fun.
Yeah, I think Damon Wayans has more like on camera. I mean, there's definitely, you have the Chappelle Show stuff where Chappelle's not in every single one, but obviously playing a big part. Damon Wayans and Living Color stuff, I feel, is pretty good. He had My Wife and Kids. He's got some movies. It's just weird because it's like, also there's like older comedy too. Like, and I'm curious how you'd like try and present that in a modern day and still compare the two. Either way, I would more than anything just love to see two comedians just like kind of fucking just rock a stage and just see who could be funnier, just like off the pure strength of the funny rather than like bringing your collected works and then comparing and contrasting.
Right.
That would be, I think, kind of, that would be super entertaining. Like just a comedy fucking brawl.
Yeah, it would be fun. All right. Those are the things that are trending here on Tuesday, August 17th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.